Democrat Dan McCready, right call not to ban sanctuary cities in North Carolina. By John Binder on September 4, 2019. Democrat Dan McCready, running against State Senator Dan Bishop, R., in North Carolina's 9th District special election, says it was the right call for Governor Roy Cooper, D., not to ban sanctuary cities across the state. This year, as communities in North Carolina have grappled with a series of child sex crime cases involving illegal aliens in sanctuary cities, McCready called a decision by Cooper to veto an official ban on sanctuary cities the right call in an interview with 99.3 FM WBT. McCready said, "Well, this bill was vetoed, which was the right call because this is, again, I understand what it means to keep Americans safe. I've served in our country's uniform overseas, but these lawyers and politicians who are over here attacking law enforcement, attacking our judges, holding press conferences and pointing fingers, all that's doing is putting us all in danger to the violent criminals who belong in jail." McCready also said he supports comprehensive immigration reform, a term synonymous with the DREAM Act, which would give amnesty to the majority of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. In contrast, Bishop voted to ban sanctuary cities in North Carolina, a plan that would have required local sheriffs in the state to honor requests by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Likewise, after Sheriff Gary McFadden in Mecklenburg County, the largest sanctuary county in the state, released two high-profile illegal aliens from custody back into the community, one accused of rape and child sex crimes and another accused of repeatedly beating a woman, Bishop called on the sheriff to resign from office. "Sheriff McFadden was charged with protecting the safety of our citizens, but instead he put them at risk in favor of his radical liberal agenda," Bishop said in a statement at the time. "He needs to resign and other sanctuary sheriffs like him must be stopped." In the case of Luis Pineda Onqueta, a 37-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, he was arrested in Mecklenburg County on domestic violence charges but was released soon after by McFadden's sheriff's office. Less than a week later, when police sought to issue the illegal alien a warrant, he barricaded himself inside an apartment and a SWAT team unit had to be called. Last month, Oscar Pacheco Leonardo, a 33-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was released from by the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office after being charged with first-degree rape and two counts of indecent liberties with a child. ICE issued a detainer for Pacheco Leonardo, but the request was ignored and he was released back into the community. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.